The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, look, let's go to Adam in London. I think this is a heap of rubbish, but the stuff all over now, the social media, because the Queen has made some comment that a Chinese delegation were rude to the British ambassador. Adam.
Well, we have a mountain out of this heap of rubbish.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have the Queen telling a senior police officer at a garden party at Buckingham Palace that the Chinese essentially lacked manners. During last year's state visit, Her Majesty said that Chinese officials were very rude to the UK ambassador.
Yeah.
Now, it may actually be stating the obvious. It may actually be diplomatically insensitive. And after all, Britain's been causing offence to the Chinese for the past 160 years. So why would
I knew you'd say something like that.
I have to say, there is a Chinese news blackout on this, so potentially they're not taking it terribly well, although they've made some positive noises and everyone is saying, oh, well, very well, that state visit.
Correct. You were either rude or you weren't you?
There again, at the same time, we know the Prime Minister, he also, remember, called Afghanistan and Nigeria.
Well, he only made one mistake there. He left Mugabe out. Hey?
But the Nigerian president now arrived in London for the start of this anti-corruption summit, and he has said, well, give us back our assets. In other words, the Nigerian billions that were squirreled away through corruption into banks and other institutions in London, the Nigerian president is saying, well, we'll have that back then as a very big move towards anti-corruption.
Yeah.
So you can see how, in theory, both the Queen and the Prime Minister haven't put a foot wrong, but they kind of have.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's time someone said it as it was. That's the key, isn't it? Look, this West Ham issue is really unbelievable, beyond the pale.
Yeah, especially the justification at one stage from one of the co-owners of West Ham, this Manchester United team bus getting pelted with cans and bottles and other things, and the kickoff last night being delayed and so forth. Four policemen hurt, we know that. But one of the co-owners suggested, A, these things happen, as he put it, and B, it's partly Manchester United's fault for turning up late. I mean, their bus was all of about 200 yards behind the West Ham bus.
No.
And you kind of think...
that behaviour's not on. I mean, there's something wrong, I think, where people hate someone because they support a football team, for God's sake. That behaviour...
It's a very odd thing.
That behaviour against the odds. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London News Next.